With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. On the program, I have an interview with Jade Johnson. Jade is the host of the Raptor Queens and Hardcourt Huddies podcast, and she's also a contributor to Belly Up Sports. We discuss the current happenings with the Toronto Raptors and so much more. That interview is going to be a lot of fun. Check out that. And also, we've got a whole lot more for you in store right here on this edition of At the Rim. But first, let's get right to my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with AD, Anthony Davis. Of course, Anthony suffered an injury this past weekend. The Lakers, of course, had a tough go around this past weekend as they lost to the the Denver Nuggets. And but of course, the loss was minor compared to what Anthony Davis suffered, as he would be out currently 4 to 6 weeks with a calf strain. Now, Anthony was previously playing with an Achilles tendinosis. That was the correct injury that he had, but unfortunately he played on it. The Achilles remained sore, and then when he suffered the injury in the game against the Nuggets, not just the whole Laker Nation had stopped, but all of the NBA stopped and said, oh no, not again. And people wondered, did he hurt his Achilles? If so, well, he's going to be out for the year. How long would the recovery be? Well, the good news is that he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks with a calf strain. Now, he won't be back before the All-Star break. He won't be back until after the All-Star break. Now, I think the Lakers, and this is just my opinion, I think the Lakers should not rush him back. I think they should let him just complete the process. Let him get healthy. Let him go through the full recovery so they can have him ready in time for the playoffs. That's just my take on it. I know they dropped one to the Brooklyn Nets the other night, but I think if Anthony can get healthy, just let him stay the course this time. Let him have the 4 to 6 weeks recovery time, reevaluate him, and if he's good to go, then let him play. Right now, you know, Anthony Davis has had a lot of injuries in his career, starting in New Orleans, and he's had some injury issues in Los Angeles, well, with the Lakers, but nevertheless, he was still able to put it together and put together that championship season this past year in the bubble. So that's currently the latest with Anthony Davis. Again, the whole, not just the whole Laker Nation, but the whole NBA world and the whole sports world gasped their breath for a moment and thought it may have been an Achilles injury, but you know, it was only a calf strain, and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, but he should be expected to be playing. He should expect it to be back right after the All-Star break. My next storyline is going to be Draymond Green. Draymond Green is one of the most, that's probably going to go down as one of the most colorful characters, not just in the NBA, but in all the professional sports. Draymond, you know, he's outspoken. He's says what's on his mind. Either you got to love him or hate him. That's who he is. That's who he's always been, and that's what he's going to be. Well, Draymond this past week made some comments in regards when the Warriors had played the Detroit Pistons. Draymond said that, you know, they're saying that Andre Drummond, one of the premier players, one of the most talented players in the league, is expected to be dealt at some point by the Detroit Pistons. And Draymond was asked by some media about players, being benched, particularly the Detroit Pistons had benching Draymond, benching Andre Drummond as a result of him him being on the trading market. And, you know, Draymond, again, always outspoken, always saying what's on his mind. He said, well, star players or anybody that's going to be traded should continue to play. And he says that it's not a reflection. People always blame players, but people should put more blame on the teams. And I think more emphasis should be placed on team structures as well. If a player is not happy or things are not going wrong, the first blame always goes to the players. And instead, the team should have should bear a lot of that responsibility as well. And I agree with Draymond wholeheartedly when he says, and I think we really need to start looking at this more from an analytical standpoint. Like he put it best, he says, people always pay attention to the player, but what about the team? He's absolutely right. What about the team? If the conditions are not right with the team, then, yeah, why would you expect the player to be happy and stay in these conditions where if he's not happy playing there, then he should ever have every right to request a trade. But the team should also still play him as well. As long as he's on that team and he has the opportunity, he's healthy, his athletic ability is still good, he should still be able to play regardless of whether he's on the trading block or not. So, again, Draymond making his letting his presence be felt. You know, Draymond is never a dull moment with him and the Golden State Warriors, but particularly with Draymond Green. And for my last storyline is going to be the NBA All-Star Game. Yes, the NBA All-Star Game in the middle of a pandemic, it will be played this year. Matter of fact, the date for the All-Star Game will be March the 7th, and it will be is expected to be played on TNT. So, again, strange circumstances this year. I don't know. I don't think they should be playing an All-Star Game, but nevertheless, they will have the All-Star Game. Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, came out and said that there will be an All-Star Game this year. She's excited to have the game there, but she warned fans that she warned fans to please not come to Atlanta, okay? We're in the middle of a pandemic. We all know that Atlanta has been open for business, and I think that's just going to whet the appetite for more fans to Atlanta to party, to celebrate, and things of that nature. I mean, nightclubs have been open. Restaurants have been open. Atlanta's been open for business during this pandemic, unfortunately. But anyway, the news was made. The networks are going to go on with this game. Now, this is interesting because as a part, right after the previous season had ended and then there was the bubble, there were talks about players. There was some type of agreement that had happened where they said that the players were not going to play in this year's All-Star Game. They were only going to do All-Star selections, but they weren't going to play an All-Star Game. So this is very interesting to me about them playing this All-Star Game. It's very weird. But nevertheless, the All-Star Game will be played in Atlanta this year at the State Farm Arena, which is home to the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. And also, of course, the game was supposed to be played in Indianapolis, but, of course, relocated due to the pandemic. So it will be played in Atlanta this year, and the game will be televised on TNT March the 7th. The reserves have not been announced as of yet. However, the Eastern Conference All-Stars have been announced, and the captain for the Eastern Conference will be Kevin Durant. So Kevin Durant will be the captain for the Eastern Conference. And at the forward position, of course, you have Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets, followed by Giannis Antetokounmpo at forward for the Milwaukee Bucks. The guards will be Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards and Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. And at the starting center position is from the Philadelphia 76ers, Joel Embiid. Now for the Western Conference, the captain will be LeBron James from the Los Angeles Lakers. He's one of the starting forwards. At the other forward position will be Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. The guards will be Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors and Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. And at the center position is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. So, you know, again, they're saying this is going to be much more of a not a big hoopla, not a big All-Star weekend, whatever makeshift All-Star weekend they're going to have. But I don't know. I mean, my thing is no All-Star game this year, but nevertheless, they're going to have it in Atlanta. So it's going to be an interesting thing. So All-Star game set for March the 7th. I believe it's going to be March the 7th. It will be March the 7th. It should be on a Sunday. Most of the All-Star games for a long time have taken place on a Sunday, and the game will be televised on TNT. All right, coming up next after the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and standings in the association. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Amazon Prime members get free 2-hour grocery delivery. That means no masks, no lines, no pants, no makeup, no traffic jam. No, where do I park? No, where did I park? No random guy blocking the aisle. No, did you drop your shoe in the store again? No. Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Free 2-hour grocery delivery. Now with Prime.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Let's get you caught up now on the latest league leaders in the association. Let's start off with the leading scorer in the league. Of course, no surprise, it remains Bradley Beal from the Washington Wizards. He is currently the leading scorer in the National Basketball Association from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 32.8 points per game. The number two leading scorer in the league is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 30.5 points per game. Coming in third is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging 29.9 points per game. Coming in fourth is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He's averaging 29.8 points per game. Coming in fifth is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 29.1 points per game. And coming in sixth is Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. He's averaging 28.5 points per game. The next category is going to be rebounds per game. Clint Capella is currently the league leader in rebounds from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 14 rebounds per game. Tied for second, of course, is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz and Andre Drummond, currently from the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're averaging 13.5 points per game. Coming in fourth is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 12.4 point rebounds per game. And tied for fifth at 11.7 rebounds per game is Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic and Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. Next category is assists per game. We have James Harden from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging 11 assists per game. Coming in number two is Russell Westbrook from the Washington Wizards. He's averaging 9.5 assists per game. Coming in third is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 9.4 assists per game. And also coming in fourth is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He's averaging 9.3 assists per game. And tied for fifth with 8.6 assists per game is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets and Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Next category that we have is steals per game. Of course, the league leader in steals is Jrue Holiday from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 1.9 steals per game. And then coming in tied for second at 1.7 is T.J. McConnell from the Indiana Pacers, and then Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. And then coming in at fourth is Kawhi Leonard from the Los Angeles Clippers. At fifth is Ben Simmons from the Philadelphia 76ers. And then coming in sixth is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Next category that we have is blocks per game. The league leader in blocks is Miles Turner from the Indiana Pacers. He's averaging 3.5 blocks per game. Number two is Rudy Gobert. He's averaging 2.7 blocks per game. At third is the league's leading rebounder, Clint Capella. He has 2.2 blocks per game. Coming in fourth is Chris Boucher from the Toronto Raptors. He's averaging 2 blocks per game. Coming in fifth is Nerlens Noel from the New York Knicks. And coming currently at sixth is Anthony Davis from the Los Angeles Lakers. The league leader in field goal percentage is Jared Allen from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's shooting at 65%. Coming in second is Rashawn Holmes from the Sacramento Kings. At third is Montrezl Harrell from the Los Angeles Lakers. Coming in fourth is Rudy Gobert, followed by fifth is Zion Williamson from the New Orleans Pelicans. And at the sixth position is Mason Plumlee from the Detroit Pistons. Next category that we have is going to be three-point field goals made. Currently at number one is Steph Curry. He has made 151 three-point field goals this year. Coming in number two is Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. He has 112 three-point field goals made. Coming in third is Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings with 107 three-pointers made. Coming in fourth is Joe Harris from the Brooklyn Nets. And then fifth is Malik Beasley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Next category is going to be three-point percentage. Currently, the league leader in three-point percentage is Joe Harris. He's shooting at 50%. Coming in number two is Marcus Morris from the Los Angeles Clippers, followed by tied at third is Malik Monk from the Charlotte Hornets and Jeremy Lamb from the Indiana Pacers. At fifth is Bobby Portis from the Milwaukee Bucks. And then, of course, at the sixth position is Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. Next up is free throw percentage. The league leader in free throw percentage is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He's shooting at 97%. Number two is Jordan Clarkson. He's shooting at 95% from the free throw line. Coming in third is Emmanuel Quickley from the New York Knicks. Coming in fourth is Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. Fifth is Damian Lillard. And at the sixth position is Danilo Gallinari. Next up is minutes per game. James Harden remains the league leader in playing the most minutes. He's playing 37 minutes per game. Coming in at number two is Julius Randle from the New York Knicks, followed by the third position is Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Tied at fourth is Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. And then you have also Domantas Sabonis is tied for fourth from the Indiana Pacers. And coming in at the sixth position is Malcolm Brogdon from the Indiana Pacers. And one quick note I want to pass along. I said Andre in the last segment, Andre Drummond from the Detroit Pistons. Andre Drummond, forgive me, currently plays for the Cleveland Cavaliers. My correction on that again. Andre Drummond is a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers that made that mistake earlier in the first segment. All right, when we come back from the break, I have an exclusive interview with Jade Johnson. She is the host of the Raptor Queens and Hardcourt Honeys podcast and a contributor to Belly Up Sports. We talk all things currently going on with the Toronto Raptors, and we also talk about a famous rapper. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive, that's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive, that's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General. BeOurGeneral.org.
In a noisy, stressful world, quiet is the most valuable commodity. And the cabin of every Lincoln vehicle is designed with this principle in mind. Should you desire a little more melody, our available Revel audio system will not disappoint. The very same engineering that makes for a whisper-quiet interior provides a studio-like setting in which to rock out to your music, finding harmony all around you. That's the power of Sanctuary. And that's Lincoln.
Revel and the Revel logo are trademarks of Harman International Industries, registered in the United States and other countries.
Here's Van Vliet. Raptors, as I mentioned, they took 4 of 6 on the road trip. Very successful. Chip in Fred Van Vliet.
This is a young, explosive player. Second in the NBA among rookies in scoring. Just over 14 a game.
Right behind LaMelo. Last 10 games, including this, as a starter. His numbers have improved dramatically, averaging 16.5 points. Fred VanVleet from Vaughn.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Sportsnet in Toronto, and that was some of the highlights of one of the Raptors' top stars on their team and in the league, Fred VanVleet. He scored 22 points and had 6 assists in the Raptors' loss against the Minnesota Timberwolves on February the 14th. We have someone that covers the Toronto Raptors inside and out. We're going to ask her about the current happenings of the Raptors and plus some other things that she's working on. We want to welcome to the program the co-host of the Raptor Queens podcast, the podcast which is dedicated to all things Toronto Raptors, Jade Johnson. Hello, Jade. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Jade. Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. No problem. Welcome to the program, Jade. So let's get right to it. The Raptors, man, I guess you could say 2 years ago, they were the darlings of the NBA, winning the NBA World Championship when Kawhi Leonard was on the team. We'll talk more about that championship season in just a little bit. But right now, as this interview is airing, the Raptors sit in the 8th spot in the East. Can you give me the highlights and the lowlights of, in your opinion, what are the highlights and lowlights of the Raptors thus far up into this point in the first of the season?
I'll start with the lowlights because the highlights are more fun. I was preparing for this to be a rough season as a Raptors fan before the season even started. I knew the Raptors front office was probably going to try and make space to sign Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then he ended up staying in Milwaukee. And I think they were willing to sacrifice kind of this season to make that play. We lost both of our big men in free agency from that darling team, Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka. And they were big men that were a big part of both our defense and our offense. Really difficult guys to replace. It's no wonder that other teams were looking at them. And so adjusting to finding a new big man to fill those roles that those two guys did, both in very different ways, was just a difficult adjustment. Highlights have to be Fred VanVleet, first of all. He's become one of four Raptors ever to score 50 points in a game. Has the highest points in a game at 54 of any undrafted NBA player in history. So that's been super exciting, especially after all of the free agency talk that we had about him possibly leaving. And then Norman Powell has found consistency again in his game. I have my fingers crossed that this time it sticks. But those have been the things that have been kind of stood out for me so far this season.
I want to stay with Fred VanVleet for a moment. He really came of age in the championship year with the Raptors, because when he emerged, not just during that season, but really in the postseason, people were like, who is he? Who is this guy? Who is Fred VanVleet? If you could describe to the listeners out there that may not be familiar with the Toronto Raptors or just watching Raptors basketball, how would you describe Fred's playing style?
I can't describe it any better than Matt Devlin, who does the play calls for the Raptors broadcast. He's steady Freddy. He's always calm, cool, and collected. He comes through in the clutch. He never lets his emotions interfere with his decision-making and the way he plays the game. And he's developed so much that when he's on the floor, he's never the person you have to worry about on the floor for the Raptors.
I want to stay with someone that's really made his mark within the last couple of years, and that's Pascal Siakam. Of course, Pascal winning the league's most improved player just a few years ago, and he really emerged within the last two seasons playing with the Toronto Raptors, of course, being part of the NBA, being a part of that NBA championship squad. Just kind of give me your take on Pascal so far in this 2020-2021 season.
Yeah, it's been nice to see Pascal start to play more like himself. He had a rough showing in the bubble, especially against Boston, and a lot of basketball fans, even a lot of Raptors fans, were giving him a really hard time. And I think people forget that he's young, that he didn't start playing basketball till he was 17. And he had his first several seasons just making these huge leaps forward without any real falter. And the fact that it took a pandemic and everything to change for it to happen, I think speaks to how good he is. And it's really nice to see him returning to form. He's playing like himself again. He's having more fun. He looks like the old Pascal from kind of before the bubble situation.
Speaking of, you know, well, I won't say oldies, but someone that is the veteran of the team, Kyle Lowry. When Kyle Lowry arrived in Toronto, he had the 1-2 punch with him and DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar was so beloved in Toronto. And then when DeMar was traded to the Spurs, of course, in the Kawhi Leonard deal, Kyle Lowry has really been the one that's really been the mainstay. He's been the consistent on the Toronto Raptors roster.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your take on Kyle so far in this 2020-21 season.
Man, every year you think Kyle's a year older and Kyle's going to take a step back in terms of what he can do. And I just keep seeing a Kyle Lowry that just seems to be able to be consistent. If there's any reason that he is being maybe a little less productive, it's because it makes more sense for the younger guys to be carrying that load, your Norman Powells, your Fred VanVleet, your Pascal Siakam. But he can still go out there and take a game on his shoulders and just change the momentum of things. He's always going to be that guy that's taking the charges. He is still very much the identity of this Raptors team and their culture and their work ethic.
Paul has done wonders for the Phoenix Suns in his first year being on that team, considering Phoenix is such a young team with the likes of Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Do you see a similar situation with Kyle in Toronto?
Oh, absolutely. Chris Paul is another one of those guys that he's the guy you want on a team. He's a savvy veteran. He still is having production in terms of minutes, rebounds, assists. But he's been around the block in the NBA. He knows how the game works. He knows how to work hard. He knows how to give advice. Like, I think of them together a lot of the time. And those are just guys that any team can make use of.
I mentioned DeMar DeRozan. DeMar was so well-loved in Toronto. Unfortunately, when the trade happened for Kawhi Leonard in the exchange with San Antonio, I mean, DeMar went to social media and expressed his feelings towards the franchise and, of course, showing love to the city of Toronto. How well-loved was DeMar in Toronto?
He was the man. He probably always will be the man because of being the Raptors. Like, we've always kind of been the NBA's redheaded stepchild, you know, north of that border. And here's a guy that grew up in LA who, you know, got drafted by Toronto and fell in love with the city and never, ever wanted to leave. So, you know, that's always going to be an endearing quality to a fan base.
All right, now let's stay with the person that came to Toronto for DeMar, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, just overnight, not just the Eastern Conference, but the NBA had a major seismic shift when Kawhi Leonard went from San Antonio to Toronto. What were your thoughts when you heard the Claw was going to be a Toronto Raptor?
So I'm definitely in a small segment of Toronto fans that basketball-wise was not sad to see DeMar go, because I'm a fan of the game. I had been able to see for a few seasons that he wasn't going to be the guy. So finding out that he was traded and that we were getting back the best two-way player in the league at the time, I was thrilled. I remember talking to my boyfriend at the time being like, they might do it this year, as soon as I found out about it.
You know, once Kawhi landed in the North, it was just, I mean, everything changed overnight. And, of course, they had this meteoric rise, especially during the postseason. And, of course, they would go on to win the NBA championship, beating the Golden State Warriors in a thrilling six-game series. When Toronto won the NBA title, after all the franchise had been through with Damon Stoudemire, Marcus Camby, we can't forget about Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, and things of that nature. What went through your mind when all those eras had come and gone and the Raptors finally sealed the deal and winning the title?
It was super surreal. Like, I definitely watched the whole run live. I had actually lived in the GTA up until the previous season, and I couldn't believe I had moved away and the Raptors were playing in the finals that I wasn't close by. But I remember watching all those games, the shot against Philly and then finish closing out Golden State. It was surreal for a long, long time. Even watching the parade, you know, the following week, it was just like, wow, this happened. This is real life. And, you know, it's something that Toronto fans will smile about forever.
Rightfully so. And speaking of Toronto fans smiling forever, there were two people that made the Toronto fans smile in the Raptors franchise. I mentioned them earlier, and that's Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady. Damon Stoudemire and Marcus Camby were really good, really great players for that franchise. But when Vince Carter got there and then when Tracy McGrady came, that franchise changed overnight. Just kind of give me your thoughts on how things were when Vince and Tracy were in the city.
It was exciting. It was really exciting, especially, like, I always grew up a basketball fan, but most people I knew were hockey fans. And, you know, there was a lot of us that getting a basketball team was exciting. But when Vince and Tracy McGrady had their time in Toronto, it made basketball interesting to a larger segment of the Canadian population who, you know, typically had stuck to hockey. You know, I think basketball would have made it somehow, even if those guys hadn't come, but they are definitely key pieces in the story of why the Raptors are so popular in Canada. And, you know, they have the following that they have and the support that they have.
A diehard Toronto Raptors fan is hip hop superstar Drake. Whenever, you know, Drake has at the Raptors play in downtown Toronto, he has his front row seat. At the Scotiabank Arena, he has his front row seat. He's there. He is cheering on his team. How important do you think Drake's presence is in continuing to just bring the popularity to the team?
I think it's huge. Like, there aren't a lot more Canadian music artists in any genre bigger than Drake. He's an international superstar. And in the genre that kind of most connects with basketball, which is your hip hop, rap, you know, that kind of stuff. So I think the fact that he is such a big Raptors fan, people notice, and even people who aren't fans of the Raptors know that Drake is a big part of that. So it definitely brings an awareness that I don't think the Raptors would have otherwise.
I want to stay just with the country of Canada for a moment. We know you mentioned earlier that Canada is really big on hockey. Of course, you know, it's hockey country. But do you think since the Raptors have had this continuing, this growing popularity over the years and winning an NBA title, do you think Canada is still primarily hockey country, or do you think it's about 50-50 between hockey and basketball?
I think it's probably closer to being even, but I think hockey still has maybe a little bit of an edge.
Okay, and then let's stay with Canadian talent. Within the last decade or two, we've seen so many great Canadian talent come into the NBA, great Canadian exports like Jamal Murray, Andrew Wiggins, Tristan Thompson. I mean, those guys have been phenomenal in representing Canada proudly. What is it about basketball and Canada that makes it a 1-2 combination?
Well, I think that goes back to your comments about Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady. Those are the guys that those players you mentioned would have been watching growing up and learning to play basketball. And I think that their influence was able to drive more people into liking basketball. Also, the fact that Canada is such a mixing pot. There are lots of different populations that maybe enjoy basketball over hockey as a general kind of thing. But I think it's just, you know, having the Raptors and being able to grow basketball in Canada has given options to guys like, you know, kids like Jamal Murray was and Tristan Thompson when they were growing up and watching. And it gave them something to aspire to that they didn't really have before those guys played in Toronto.
Can't forget about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's pretty good as well. And also Kelly Olynyk as well. Now, R.J. Barrett from the New York Knicks, he's come on strong in his second year in the league. Now, I want to mention about the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference has had another seismic shift because now, Jade, we have the 76ers, as this interview is airing, the 76ers for the moment are number one in the East, and Milwaukee is number two. The Brooklyn Nets are number three, Harden, KD, and Kyrie, followed by Indiana, Boston, Charlotte, and then you have the Knicks. Currently, for the moment, Toronto sits at eight. What do you think Toronto needs to do to try to get or maybe catch that trio in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a matter of them continuing to get used to the new offensive and defensive things that come with new big men. There's been a lot of rumor talk today that they might be trying to acquire Andre Drummond, which would help a lot with rebounding in that position. We're also missing OG Anunoby right now. He's been out for a while with injury, and he is, you know, he's the guy we assign the hardest defensive assignment in any given game because he's the guy that can handle it. So that's been missing a lot, too. I think of late, they had a really rough start, but of late I've noticed that they are starting to look more like a team that I recognize, a team that I've been following avidly for a number of years. So I think just with more time and more reps, they're going to look more like themselves. They're also a team that has had a lot of playoff experience with their core guys recently. So also to them, it's the mindset of we're not going to freak out over the regular season because the work happens in the playoffs.
All right. Well, speaking of work, you do a lot of great work as one of the co-hosts of the Raptor Queens podcast. Tell everybody what that podcast is all about.
Yeah. So the Raptor Queens podcast is the first all-female podcast that covers the Toronto Raptors with myself and four other amazing women from different parts of Canada, from the West Coast, and then three of us are from Ontario. We avidly follow the Raptors, and we're always chatting when the games are on about what's going on and what we like and what we don't like. So it's a super fun show. I'm so honored to be on with those ladies. They're so knowledgeable. We have a great time, and, you know, it's a fun way to continue our fandom of our favorite NBA team.
Awesome. Now, you also do other things as well. You are the co-creator of Hardcourt Honeys podcast, and you're also working for another company titled Belly Up Sports. Just tell the listeners out there what you do with Hardcourt Honeys and Belly Up Sports.
Yeah, so Hardcourt Honeys is a podcast that I started with after I joined Belly Up Sports. We're part of the Belly Up Sports podcast network. And what we wanted to do with that, me and my co-host Taylor, was to flip the traditional roles of men and women on sports shows, where, you know, we see a lot of times the woman's only job is to ask the questions and, you know, for the men to give their opinions. So we flipped it around. We have our moderator asking the questions, and myself and Shay Vassar are the honeys, and we talk about our takes on basketball, what we see happening throughout the league. We do that as a live show on Twitter on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, we do Hardcourt Honeys Presents NBA Twitter, where we talk about other people's tweets from within NBA Twitter. And then over at Belly Up Sports, I am the editor-in-chief and director of personnel for them. And we focus on humor and satire with our sports reporting to give it a little more personality, a little something different than what the other big outlets do.
Awesome. But you definitely have your hands full. You definitely have that out for you. Definitely keeping yourself busy with those podcasts and, of course, with Belly Up Sports. I've got to ask you before I let you go, Jade, what are the differences between the Sky Dome, or should I say the Rogers Center, and the Scotiabank Arena?
So the Rogers Center, previously known as the Sky Dome, as you mentioned, is the Blue Jays Arena. It's a baseball field. It's gigantic. The Raptors started playing there because it's what was available when the league expanded until they built the new facility, which is the Scotiabank Arena, where both the Maple Leafs and the Toronto Raptors play.
Awesome to hear. Thank you so much. And you heard it from her. She is Jade Johnson. She is the co-host of the Raptor Queens podcast, also the co-creator and co-host of the Hardcourt Honeys podcast, a weekly NBA podcast. And also, she's the editor at Belly Up Sports. Check out her work on the various social media platforms. And again, Jade, again, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media and any websites or anything you want to promote with Hardcourt Honeys, Raptor Queens, or Belly Up. Let them know that as well.
Yeah, so my personal Twitter, you can find me at Auxiliary Things. Hardcourt Honeys is at HC Honeys on Twitter, Raptor Queens at Raptor Queens on Twitter. And then Hardcourt Honeys also on Instagram and Facebook. Just look for Hardcourt Honeys. Belly Up Sports, you can find everywhere. Check out our podcast network. I'm one of about 30 to 35 podcasts. We're expanding. So any kind of sports podcast that is your thing, you can find something over at Belly Up Sports that you're going to enjoy. Bellyupsports.com. At Belly Up Sports on Twitter, as well as our fantasy site, Belly Up Fantasy Sports.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Jade Johnson. She's definitely, I can't say a jack of all trades, she's a Jill of all trades. Check her out on the Raptor Queens podcast, Hardcourt Honeys podcast, and Belly Up Sports. Jade, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Here's Van Vliet. Raptors, as I mentioned, they took 4 of 6 on the road trip. Very successful. Chip in Fred Van Vliet. This is a
young, explosive player. Second in the NBA among rookies in scoring. Just over 14 a game.
Right behind LaMelo. Last 10 games, including this, as a starter. Numbers have improved dramatically, averaging 16.5 points. Fred VanVleet from Vaughn. 4 minutes in. Siakam.
Ooh. Ow,
here's
open.
Fred. And the three doesn't go. Here's Rubio quickly. And a reach-in foul on VanVleet. Has had a...
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Qlik to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Qlik, you can accelerate business value from data on Qlik's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit Qlik.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Qlik. That's Qlik, Qlik.com/welcome home.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now. So let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are powerful. You're a warrior who bathes in your enemy's tears. Then you step out of that refreshing tear bath and into a bathrobe that somehow looks good on you. Yeah, you can pull off a robe. There. Don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you save money for driving safely with Snapshot from Progressive. Savings you can use to buy more robes. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
Hey, what do you want to da da da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da da da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday.
All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh no!
No!
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead,
from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
Introducing TD Ameritrade's newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and trade strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Thinkorswim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
At Zenni, you get the same quality frame and lens options that you'd get from an optician for 1/10 of the price, including blue blockers, progressives, prescription sunglasses, and more. The best part? Try on any frame, anywhere with our 3D virtual try-on. Zenni.com. Eyewear for everyone.
When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org. When you walk through our doors, you come in search of extraordinary care, strength, and compassion. At Baton Rouge General, we guide you toward brighter days ahead, from the moments you never expected to the days that feel like new beginnings. With Baton Rouge General by your side, it's a brand new day, because we're always here for you through it all. Baton Rouge General, brgeneral.org.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, a big special thank you to Jay Johnson, the host of the Raptor Queens and Hardcourt Honeys podcast and a contributor to Belly Up Sports. All right, before we get on out of here, we want to give you the current standings in the association. Let's start off with the Western Conference. Currently, the Utah Jazz remain number one in the Western Conference. They have the best record in the association. Their record is 24-6. Coming at number two is the Los Angeles Lakers. They have a record of 22-8. The Los Angeles Clippers are third with a record of 22-9. Currently in the fourth spot is Portland, followed by number five is the Phoenix Suns. At number six is the San Antonio Spurs. Coming in at number seven, the Denver Nuggets. Number eight is the Golden State Warriors. Coming in at ninth is the Memphis Grizzlies. Coming in at number 10 is the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in at number 11 is the Sacramento Kings, followed by the number 12 position is the New Orleans Pelicans, followed by at 13th is Houston. At 14 is the Oklahoma City Thunder, and at 15th is the Minnesota Timberwolves. We move along now to the Eastern Conference. Currently, the number one team in the Eastern Conference right now is the Philadelphia 76ers at the moment. They have a record of 20 wins and 10 losses. The Brooklyn Nets are number two with a record of 19 wins and 12 losses. At number 13 is the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 17-13. At fourth is the Boston Celtics, and at fifth is the Indiana Pacers. The Toronto Raptors at the moment are at number six. At the seventh spot is the New York Knicks. At number eight is the Charlotte Hornets. Number nine is the Chicago Bulls. Number 10 is the Miami Heat. At number 11 is the Atlanta Hawks. Number 12 is the Orlando Magic. And follow at number 13 is the Washington Wizards. Number 14 is the Cleveland Cavaliers. And at number 15 is the Detroit Pistons. Now, this gets you caught up on some of the most important games to watch out for this week. Start off with a great game between the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers, a rematch of last year's NBA Finals. Of course, Jimmy Butler, LeBron James, Goran Dragic, just a host of characters is going to be in that great game. That should be a fun one to look out for this week. Also, a fun one to look out for this week, of course, is the Philadelphia 76ers going up against the Toronto Raptors. Philly, the number one team currently in the Eastern Conference. That's going to be a fun one to look to watch out for. That's going to be a great game. Also, the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Los Angeles Clippers. Brooklyn has been on a roll as of late. Again, KD is expected to return this week. That's going to be an exciting one. Of course, we know Kyrie's played at a high level. James Harden leading the league in assists per game and minutes per game. So they've been fun to watch. Brooklyn's been fun to watch as of late. Also, another exciting game to watch this week will be the Portland Trailblazers going up against the Phoenix Suns. That should be a great game as well. I mean, Chris Paul and the Suns, I mean, they've really been rejuvenated. Chris Paul has been rejuvenated, but Chris Paul has been consistent year in and year out. So we'll see how that plays out. Also, got another great game coming up this week. We got the Trailblazers going up against the Portland Trailblazers going up against the Denver Nuggets. Damian Lillard, one of the leading candidates for the league MVP this year. His team's been playing great as of late. Of course, the Denver Nuggets have been solid as of late. Nikola Jokic, again, another league-leading, MVP candidate in his first half of the season. The Nuggets have played well. Jamal Murray has stepped up his game as of late. That should be a fun one to watch. Also, we've got the Los Angeles Lakers going up against the Utah Jazz. That's going to be a fun one this week. The number one team in the West going up against the number two team in the West. That should be a fun one. They're going to be playing at Utah, so that should be a great one as well. Also, we've got the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Philadelphia 76ers. That's going to be a great one to look out for. And also, to a couple other great games to look out for, the Utah Jazz going up against the Miami Heat, and of course the Portland Trail Blazers going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. That's always a fun one when Portland and the Lakers get together. Of course, Portland, Damian Lillard, and but you can't forget about C.J. McCollum. Also, Carmelo Anthony's played at a high level. We know what the Lakers bring to the table with LeBron and company, and of course with Caruso, Kyle Kuzma. So we know how that's going to turn out. So that's just some of the most important games to watch out for in this upcoming week. Also, and before we get on out of the show, we want to say a special rest in peace to Jalen Rose's mother. Jalen lost his mother during the week. She had a long battle with stage 4 lung cancer. We're going to send our condolences to Jalen Rose and his family during this this difficult time. Again, Jalen lost his mother this week, and rest in peace to Jalen Rose's mother, and also rest in peace to DeMar DeRozan's father. DeMar lost his father this week as well, you know, due to health conditions and things of that nature. So, again, rest in peace to Jalen Rose's mother, and also rest in peace to DeMar DeRozan's father. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of At the Rim. I want to send a big special thank you to Jay Johnson, the host of the Raptor Queens and Hardcourt Honeys podcast, and a contributor to Belly Up Sports. And as always, I'm Ed Robinson, and we'll talk to you again next week right here for another exciting edition of At the Rim. So long, everyone.
With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive.
That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details. With Root Insurance, you have the power to control your own rates, and that could save you a lot of money. Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers by using the sensors in your smartphone to understand important details about how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Here's how it works. Just download the Root app, get on the road, and we'll give you a quote. Learn more at joinroot.com. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.